This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Orlando. We're with Brian Pemberton of Iridium. And Brian, you're launching a new constellation of satellites, much more capability with the signals coming from those satellites. Tell us what it means for pilots and for companies and developers.
I think there's sort of two key takeaways for all the industry stakeholders. First is that for those that are used to using Iridium today, there's an upgrade path for them, that the new technology can be incorporated using some of the systems they have installed on the aircraft today, and they can enjoy much greater throughput and cost benefits with the new technology. Additionally, those that may not be used to using Iridium can look at exploiting some of the much higher throughputs that will be available, along with the global coverage and the low latency, reliable connectivity that will be offered at price points that should be well ahead of the competition.
Now, this technology, I mean, it's not like going from DSL to Fios, but it is a big improvement, right? It's sort of like going from dial-up to DSL, if people remember that. Is that correct?
Certainly from, you know, Iridium comparing to itself, yes, it's a dial-up to broadband for sure. But looking at the market landscape today, once Certus is rolled out, it will offer the highest data throughputs available in the L-band space, and certainly be competitive broadband solution for internet or VPN email connectivity for passengers. So more than sufficient for nearly all kind of applications, electronic flight bag or integrated applications someone might be looking to use in the cockpit as well.
Okay, so what specific services have already been announced by the various companies that you're working with?
So of the avionics manufacturers that we're working with, each of them have both sort of a low-gain antenna solution and a high-gain antenna solution as part of their portfolio coming to market over the next couple years. The low-gain antenna solutions will primarily be focused on safety services and cockpit-specific, and then the high-gain solutions will be featured prominently for government and business aviation for cabin connectivity, but also can be used to supplement K-band connectivity or also for cockpit services as well.
So what does it mean for pilots and what does it mean for their passengers?
I think for pilots it gives them a single technology that can meet all of their connectivity needs in oceanic remote spaces as well as in terminal airspace. It'll be throughput that can enable enhanced EFB applications such as graphical weather that can improve flight operations, possibly safety and efficiency. Other types of applications that'll be coming forth to improve maintenance operations and costs as we go forward. And then in the passenger space, you've got, today Iridium is widely adopted for telephony purposes, but now you'll have a voice and data solution in one avionics platform. It could be one nose-to-tail solution for the entire aircraft.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Orlando. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.